The following is the text of the original review presented in its original text format on DMG Ice. Shantae. Game by WayForward Technologies and Capcom. Reviewed by Philip Wesley. Save. Battery. 3 slots. Released 2002. Works with Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, SP, enhanced on GBA. ESRB rated E. Rating descriptions, suggestive themes, comic mischief. Quick opinion, own. Opening snide remarks. Honesty in a review is the hardest thing to achieve, especially if you are emotionally invested in a product or feel a devotion to a company that makes the product. When Shantae first came out on Game Boy Color in 2002, DMG Ice pushed it pretty hard. I personally love all the characters in the game. I love the atmosphere of the game, and Shantae was happily proclaiming her love of our logo at the bottom of nearly every issue of our viral speak feedback articles. There are a few independent games that I love and promoted heavily. Hungry Are the Dead, Mithri, Dry Mouth, Magi Nation 2, and then there was Shantae. Shantae was the little independent game that did get picked up by a publisher. Picking up this game at a GameStop was a thrilling experience. I still carry a torch for the characters that Matt Bozon created, and I still carry a torch for this game. I feel that it is time to be honest about Shantae, though, and I will finally get down to reviewing this title. Initially, there was a user-submitted review of Shantae on the website. The old template for reviews would probably net the game a 100% score, and that would be it. The problem with the old template is that it was way too easy for a game to get a 100% score, and I felt that cheapened the scores at DMG Ice. I did not feel it lent an air of honesty to the site or to our reviews. The template I am using now has been in development for years, and the review you are about to read has been simmering in my mind for over 8 years. Some games are hard to go back and re-review. The Legend of Zelda 4 Link's Awakening, Final Fantasy VI Advance, Chrono Trigger DS, and Shantae are a few of those games that are tough for me to review because I have an emotional attachment to them. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, it's time for me to take an honest look at the merits of Shantae, since I finally have a template that allows for the type of in-depth reviewing that my readers deserve. Gameplay description. Shantae is not an ordinary platform game at all. There really are no, quote, levels, end quote, in the game, nor is there a, quote, set, end quote, goal at first. The game starts out with Shantae being rudely awakened by pirates, led by Lady Pirate Risky Boots, attacking Scuttletown. Shantae is the guardian genie of Scuttletown, and it is her duty to protect it. However, Shantae is just a half-genie. So instead of phenomenal cosmic powers, she hits things with her hair, dances, and occasionally transforms into different creatures. The introduction level teaches you some of the basic mechanics of the game. Shantae runs, jumps, hits things with her hair, and has a life bar. There are 3 little hearts in the bottom right corner, and when you get hit, they slowly disappear. If they all disappear, or you fall into a pit, Shantae loses a life. Lose too many of those and you get a game over. The first area has a pretty simple goal. Meet enemies, dodge things, and get from point A to point B. Then you take on a boss fight where you figure out the boss pattern and take it down. Then, dash, after a few short cutscenes, dash, the real game begins. The game has a huge variety of, quote, styles, end quote, in it. There is an open world This is an open-world side-scroller. When you leave a town, you can go either right or left toward other areas and towns. Now, some areas you will not be able to pass to yet because you lack a special power or ability. This makes the game a little like Super Metroid or Castlevania 2. Dodge enemies, discover items that expand your powers, and collect money to spend on items in the towns. Oh, be careful outside of towns because this game has a night and day cycle. When night falls suddenly, It would appear that the enemies get stronger, shops open or close in the towns, and special items appear in the fields. Daytime is a lot easier, but the nighttime will probably get you a little upset. It's like someone decided to make the nighttime enemies a bit of a curse, and it is a horrible night to have a curse. I had to go there. You understand that, right? Good. Back to gameplay details. A lot of the story advances inside of the towns, which are presented in a, quote, 3D, end quote, view, where you get a behind-the-genie view of the town. You can enter shops, talk to villagers who pass you by, save your game, replenish your energy, visit whatever weird place is available in that town, and more. The first town you visit has a dancing mini-game that you can play for sheer profit. That dance hall is only open at night, though, and it brings us to another weird aspect of the game. The dancing. Hit the select button and Shantae will stop whatever she is doing in the field or inside of a building. A beat from nowhere starts up and a note and a few dots become visible in the bottom part of the screen. Hit any of the D-pad directions, A or B, to witness Shantae doing a dance move. Later on, you can perform specific dances to transform into creatures like an elephant, a spider, a monkey, and so forth. You can also warp to towns, provided you have collected 4, quote, warp squids, end quote, in the various dungeons in the world, and earned the dance for the town you want to warp to. You can also replenish health or do other effects. At a dance hall, you have to hit the buttons at the right time to match up with a string of directions on the side of the screen. This earns you cash and praise. It also does wonders for those glutes and sides. There are other little mini-games, but I will not go into those. The plot dictates that, Dash, in order to stop Risky Boots and her evil plan, and Dash, Shantae must collect 4 stones from the temples in the world. First, she'll have to visit people in the towns to gain entrance to the dungeons. Then, she'll have to solve the puzzles in the dungeons and defeat the evil enemies that live in those dungeons. She will have to hunt down switches, enemies, hidden areas, and a lot more in her quest to find the 4 stones before Risky does. If that sounds a bit straightforward, it is a bit straightforward. However, the dungeons, the fields around the dungeons, and the characters that inhabit them are very compelling. There's a ton of stuff that is hidden in the game. It never forces you to collect all of it, but collecting the items will make your life a bit easier. There are also huge bosses and a fun storyline. The game creates a great world that is fun to play in. The game is also difficult and challenging. The enemies take absurd amounts of hits sometimes, and seem to be placed in ways that make it tough to avoid getting hit. Thankfully, this is not as unforgiving as games like Mega Man 2 or The Legend of Zelda 2 Adventure of Link. The animal powers help the balance of the game as well. You end up relying on a lot of those powers to get past the legions of enemies in the main fields. The powers are used frequently, and nothing in the game feels like it was just there as a gimmick. I love platform games, and this game is really fun. Not for a novice player, though, as it can be reasonably cruel from time to time. And one more thing, they do not give you a map of the areas, so you'll have to keep track or make your own maps of the areas. Some places would knock points off for this, but I honestly feel that a map would make the game a lot easier than it should be. What I liked. There's a lot to do in this game. It feels natural, the puzzles are great, there is no, quote, fat, end quote, in this game. Everything has a purpose, and all the skills you earn or learn are used. What I hated. Sometimes it is tough to hit the enemies with your hair without getting hit yourself. This, and some of the nastier patterns that bosses and even normal enemies give the game a bit of a bite, and that may be too much for some players. Graphics description. This is a gorgeous game. A few of the enemies may be monochromatic, but that is that unfortunate aspect of Game Boy Color games is drastically lower in this game. The areas you visit are full of lush colors, lighting, quote, effects, end quote, scrolling backgrounds, details, and animations. Shantae herself has silky smooth animation that demonstrates how well animated a sprite game can be. The game looks better than some Game Boy Advance games and is bursting with character. Some of the cinema scenes are also monochromatic, and that is unfortunate. The opening sequence of Shantae and the Bridge is a moment where many people will say, "So the Game Boy Color was capable of this?" There are layers of scrolling backgrounds in many of the levels. The bosses are large and in charge. The towns look great, and the special moves are great, and everything is done with a sense of wacky humor to it as well. The script is pretty funny from time to time as well. Everything is pretty easy to understand, and clipping is minimized in this game. This is a feast for the eyes in comparison to other Game Boy Color games. A lot of very obvious pride and care went into making this game look amazing, and it really shows. This is a high watermark for Game Boy Color games. What I liked. This game is freaking gorgeous and the animations are sultry. What I hated. There are a few monochromatic enemies, but this is more of a system issue than a game issue. Sound music description. The soundtrack is pretty good and appropriate to the game visuals. The sound effects are pretty well done, and the dance music, quote, end quote, is pretty entertaining as each dance move has a different, quote, track, end quote, attached to it. This allows you to make your own little freestyle DJ-ish dances when you're not running, jumping, and whipping things with your hair. While nothing really stands out in the soundtrack to this game, it will not make you run to the hills either. The composer of this game has made the entire soundtrack for this game available online, and a quick search for the soundtrack will bring it up. Go ahead and nab the sounds of this game. It is well worth it. What I liked. The sound effects and music work very well in this game for their duty of complementing the gameplay and graphics. What I hated. The music complements the game a bit too well, and you'll probably not remember too much of the music after you finish playing. Play control, / game design. The only thing that needs to be changed in this regard is the length of Shantae's attacks. You'll spend a lot of time getting hit, so stock up on healing items. Oh, in order to do that, you may have to spend some time around monster-generating items. Then you can beat up endless waves of enemies to gain money to buy new moves and or other items. This game borrows heavily from Castlevania II, The Legend of Zelda II, Adventure Link, and the Metroid series of games. This is a perfectly acceptable way to design a game, if the game has good play control and presentation. Luckily, Shantae has both of these available. There is no level-up function in the game, but you are given lots of items to buy that help, quote, level up, end quote, your abilities. What I liked. Easy to control and easy to get into. What I hated. Hair needs more length to be effectively lethal. Improve. Longer hair for Shantae. More dance moves. Recommended if you like. Castlevania, Metroid, platform games in general. Final words. I should mention that the game also has Game Boy Advance enhancement in the form of a dance you can only learn while in a Game Boy Advance. The amount of secrets hidden in this game, the graphics, the fun atmosphere, and design make this a game that you should track down and play. It is more difficult to review games that I love than it is to review games that I hate. Shantae is one of those games that I love, and I recommend that people buy it. At this point in time, the game is going for about $200 on eBay. While that may be a bit excessive, maybe we will see this one on the 3DS Virtual Console-Pocket. Score. Gameplay, 5 stars. Graphics, 5 stars. Sound and music, 4 stars. Play control, game design, 4 stars. Value, 5 stars. Star total, 69. Personal opinion merit, 25. Final score, 94%, letter grade A. The preceding review has been heavily rewritten to remove a lot of the repetition in it in our deluxe review.